flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Andy from Puyallup is. Andy, are you there?
I am here, and Die Hard is the best Christmas movie.
Hang up on this man.
Let's go.
Wow. Well, Andy, if you end up beating Steve, I am going to send you a very festive, fun Christmas card from us all, and we're with Santa. How does that sound?
We will hang that right by our tree.
Yes, awesome. I love that. Well, I hope you win, Andy. All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Andy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Disturbed had the hit song titled Down With The What?
Sickness.
Correct. What is the largest ocean on Earth?
The Pacific.
Yes. Which of Santa's reindeer shares a name with a famous symbol of Valentine's Day?
Vixen.
No.
Cupid.
Yes. How many days of the week have an S in their name?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
Yes. Benny Blanco recently got engaged to what Disney Channel star?
That.
In the Dr. Seuss book, what is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Ah, crap. That. I don't know.
Who is the Greek goddess of beauty and love?
Venus.
No.
Aphrodite.
Yes. What is the capital of Maryland?
Baltimore.
No.
Maryland. Pat.
What is the force that resists motion when two solid surfaces rub up against each other?
Friction?
Yeah.
Woo.
Andy, and with that,
I'm good about this one.
You got 6 correct.
All right.
I definitely don't think Steve is going to get friction correct, so I'm very impressed you did.
Steve knows all about friction, okay?
Oh, you wouldn't know.
Hanging out with Danny.
I guess so. Wow. What do you guys do on?
Wait, that was dirty, wasn't it?
Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Disturbed had the hit song titled Down With The What?
Sickness.
Yes. What is the largest ocean on Earth? Please never do that again. What is the largest ocean on Earth?
The Atlantic?
No.
Pacific?
There we go. Which of Santa's reindeer shares a name with a famous symbol of Valentine's Day?
Vixen?
No.
What? Cupid.
There we go. How many days of the week have an S in their name?
Ooh, I'm going to go 3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
No. Benny Blanco recently got engaged to what Disney Channel star?
Minnie?
No.
Daisy?
No.
Hannah Montana.
No. In the Dr. Seuss book, what is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Max.
Yes. Who is the Greek goddess of beauty and love?
Aphrodite.
Correct. What is the capital of Maryland?
Oh, Hanover?
No.
Maryland, Cumberland?
No.
I don't know.
Clearly. Steve, you got 5 correct, which is a loss. 6-5. Andy, you're the first Christmas card I get to send to.
And that's the tiebreaker. We were tied at 2-2, so I got the lead now. 3-2.
That's right.
Congratulations, Andy. You get a nice Christmas card from us and Santa.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, you went the wrong way with how many days of the week have an S in their name?
1.
No, it's 5.
Oh.
You said 3-4, and then you said 2.
Okay, I got you now.
Danny, Benny Blanco recently got engaged to what Disney Channel star?
Selena Gomez.
Yes.
Duh.
Don't look at me like that, Steve.
I don't care. I just don't care.
I know you don't care, but she is a very famous person.
I know the name Benny Blanco, but I can't even tell you what he does. I think it's music, right?
Yes,
it is. Yeah. He put music in quotes.
Yeah, music.
Oh, I'm not here to judge what he's doing. I just don't know what he's doing.
It sounds pretty judgy to me.
From the most judgmental person I know? Okay, I guess I have to take it.
Exactly. Takes one to know one. The capital of Maryland.
Is it Annapolis?
Yes. Okay. You were kind of on the right track, Steve.
Oh, I said Hanover?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then one you did not get to. What is the force that resists motion when two solid surfaces rub against each other?
What?
Danny says you're really good at this.
Yeah. No, I said you know a lot about it.
Say it again, then.
What is the force that resists motion when two solid surfaces rub against each other?
Gravity?
Okay.
Static.
Friction.
Friction. I'm good at friction?
I don't know.
Okay. Danny, come over here. I'll show you. Huh.
I'll show you you're good at this friction.
Well, then they made it dirty, so it's fine. Whatever.
Congrats on losing, Steve.
Rockaholics, we have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters this year and Operation Warm, and we're putting brand new winter jackets on local children in need through Coats for Kids.
Our goal is $50,000, and we keep getting closer and closer to it thanks to our Rockaholics who have been beyond generous during the holiday season, which I know is hard because, well, you're taking care of your families and money's tight, but the fact that you can help out some families that are really struggling, and the last thing you want is a kid outside in cold weather without a new jacket, or even going to school with like an old beat-up jacket or no jacket. At all, because that hurts their self-confidence and their self-esteem. And thanks to Rockaholics like Lily and Morrow, who just donated $50 to Coats for Kids. That helps. We are $43,876 raised, and we're just getting closer and closer to that $50,000 goal.
Let's keep it going at KISW.com. That's where you can go to donate, or you can just text KISW GIVE to 44321 and donate that way. Now, speaking of Coats for Kids, our good buddy Aaron Jones has a big announcement to make, Rockaholics, and it's about something awesome that he is doing for Coats for Kids. We're going to chat with Aaron after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, as you know, Coats for Kids is happening now, and it's a cause very near and dear to our heart. But it's not just us that care so much about Coats for Kids.
Yes.
One of our dear friends, Seattle's own Aaron Jones, is on the phone this morning. And Aaron, you're all about Coats for Kids as well. Is that right?
I'm all about kids in general, and especially anything I can do to help out in the holiday time, you know, for those in need. And as you guys know, I was a kid who was abandoned and had to grow up experiencing hard times. So I have a passion for making sure that these kids know that they are loved and appreciated.
That's and so what was it like? Just a few days ago, we were at Live Night, and you ended up being there as well and found out they were doing all this to try to raise as much money as possible for Coats for Kids. And you're like, well, I have an idea. I have a show coming up, and let's raise some more money for Coats for Kids.
Absolutely, man. I talked to Ryan Castle, and I just said, look, man, I'm trying to do this thing, and I want to help out any way I can, and he was all into it, man. So, you know, I mean, KSW's been there since the beginning for me, and it's the least I can do, not even just for UCAS, but to help out around the region, you know, and make sure that this community knows that I'm here for it, you know.
So we now have a show happening this Sunday, 7 o'clock at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard. Is the Aaron Jones Coats for Kids benefit show?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. 7 p.m. on a Sunday just after the game. Come on through the Ballard at the Tractor Tavern. Be featuring a dope band in Seattle, if you haven't heard of them yet, called Bexley.
Oh, Bexley's great. I love her voice. Yes.
Yeah, that's Amanda Hardy.
Amanda, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We love Amanda. The tickets will be going on sale this morning at 10 a.m. We already have information up at KISW.com. And Aaron, we're just so stoked about this. It's going to be such a great time and for a great cause. Really appreciate you putting it together.
Anytime, man. You know, it's the least I can do, man. I'm glad to be home for the holidays after traveling the world, man. So it's the least I can do for my hometown. And we get to have fun at a show.
Right.
You know, how often do we get to do that? You know what I mean? So I'm pretty excited about it.
That's the great part. Yeah, you've been just traveling all over the place, touring in support of your last record, which is Chronicles of the Kid, which is such a great release. I don't know if I had a chance to chat with you since then, but man, I absolutely love that record. You never disappoint. And you're out on the road just playing all these shows. It's cool that night we get you back home and get to do a great show for a great cause. I'm excited for this, man.
Me too, man. You know, it's like been, the traveling is, it's been awesome. It's always a beautiful thing to get to travel and get to tour and see the world. But like, you know, for instance, just to be able to come home, and I didn't have anything on the calendar at home. I couldn't believe it. I was like, why don't I just do something, man? And I'm happy that we get to get together and do this, you know.
Oh yeah. And so question for you then, you travel all over. I see like you've played with some incredible artists, from BB King to Guns N' Roses to Living Color. You played with the Rolling Stones. Do you have a favorite memory of being around some of these larger-than-life rock stars, one that you could share with us?
Most recently, I had a show with Tom Morello and Judas Priest and Alice Cooper. And one of my favorite experiences of the last year was sitting side stage in France with Tom Morello, geeking out over Judas Priest all night long.
That's amazing.
My favorite memory. Speaking of Tom Morello, I want to say give a shout out to Raven right now, who's listening right before school. Tom actually took time to say hello to Raven in a video. So, hi, Raven. Go to school.
Go to school. Now, how excited are your kids for Christmas, and what are they asking for from Santa?
Oh, everything under the sun, these little spoiled kids of mine. they're asking for everything. They're super excited. You know, Christmas for me has become quite the tradition at my house, because I didn't really, you know, we had Christmas at my house, but it wasn't quite the same. It wasn't like the family wake up in the morning and do the whole Christmas thing. We kind of were more laid back about it. So it's become this really exciting event at my house, and my kids are asking for, you know, suburban kid stuff, like a new Power Wheel.
Well, that's so awesome. Yeah. We hope you have a wonderful holiday. Glad you're home for the holidays. We will see you this Sunday for the Aaron Jones Coats for Kids benefit show at Tractor Tavern. Those tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. and more info can be found at KISW.com.
Yes, that's right. I can't wait to see you, cats, man. Let's make something happen.
Awesome, Aaron. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you helping out.
Thank you, guys, man. Appreciate you.
Rockaholics, we know for a fact that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If you can do that, we will hook you up with tickets to see Disturbed. They are bringing the 25th anniversary of the Sickness Tour to Climate Pledge Arena on May 5th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Morning long, we have received texts and calls from our dear Rockaholics, but we've not yet had a chance to catch up with everyone. But the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So call up if you'd like to chime in on something that we've talked about this morning during the show, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. If you missed it, we just introduced Sarah to a little band called Skid Row, who she was very unfamiliar with. And Ford from Port Townsend, you would like to weigh in on this.
Yeah, you guys got to play the whole song for her, man. Let her feel it.
Dude, I'm with you, Ford. And we're getting text messages from people that are saying the exact same thing, that it is just disappointed in Sarah that she does not like Skid Row.
Wow.
She's got to hear the whole song, man. It's a classic song from Skid Row.
Look at some of the texts as well. Thank you, Ford. You rock. 18 in Life is the best song ever. I'm 33 and I love that song. This person is 7 years younger than you. That person, Sarah needs to go home and listen to the first two Skid Row records, and is not allowed out of her room until she likes them. I like how like you now just have like a room. You don't live in a home.
The first two?
Okay, I got another one. Should I try another one to try and get you to like Skid Row? So
yes.
Far, the first record didn't seem to work. Let's go to their second record. Not nearly as appreciated, a little underrated, because it was a little bit of a heavier vibe from the band.
All right, let's do it.
So let's do From the Slave to the Grind record. The title track. Are you ready? Let's see if you'll like this one.
All right.
I hope you do.
The noose gets tighter. I'm at my throat. But I ain't at the end of my rope, 'cause I won't
You like that one a little
bit
better?
It's a toe tapper.
Okay,
it's
so maybe it's the sophomore records that's for you. How about Monkey Business?
Okay.
She's vibing, you guys.
This one's my favorite so far.
The cowbell and everything.
Oh, yeah, you're really going to sell me with the cowbell.
That was bad. That was such a nerdy music attempt at trying to impress a girl. Check out the cowbell.
These dudes have cooler hair than I do.
Right?
Yeah, this one is definitely my favorite. Okay.
It's a good one.
I think we did it. I think we
yes.
Served her.
Yeah,
mission accomplished. Next up, Danny and Creed.
Yeah.
We are checking
That's
in with
impossible.
The Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK. Joe from Edmonds, you have some holiday advice you'd like to give.
I do.
Tell us about it.
So I served 20 years in the Army, and one thing that always frustrated me about coming home on holiday leave, which is happening right around this time of year, is that friends and family from all over demand that I come see them. And to all the Rockaholics that have family in the military coming home, actually show up to their place.
Right. The last thing you want to do when you finally get some time to like sit down and not like you go through all the stuff that you go through is go travel around and visit everybody.
Exactly.
Like, granted, I'm not a military person, but I kind of understand what you're coming from. Whenever I go home to New York, it's like everybody like finds out that I'm visiting my mom or like when my dad passed away. And then I have all my buddies from high school like, hey, man, if you want, come meet up with us and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm here for 3 days.
I just flew across the country. Right. You can come here.
And I'm also here for a funeral. Like, this is the last. I'm sorry. We're not going to get to hang out.
But even if you like don't go for like a funeral, like something crazy, like I go back to Albuquerque all the time to see my daughter. And there's so many times that I'll get like these salty texts from friends being like, why didn't you let me know you were in town? I'm like, because I'm here to hang with Lily. I'm not here to hang with you. Sorry, bro. Like, we're still friends, but you know what? Maybe not.
And I don't know if it's like this for you, but for me, more often than not, it's the people I never was really even that close with in the first place. Like, they're like acquaintances or they lived in my neighborhood. And they'll always have like that passive aggressive post on Facebook that's just like, thanks for letting me know you were in town. I was like, I wasn't like hiding it from you. I put it on my social media page. Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah. Well, good luck out there, Rockaholics, with all your holiday visits. There are many years.
Oh, somebody just wanted to say, hey, does Sarah know that Sebastian Bach from Skid Row was on Gilmore Girls?
What?
So you should watch that.
Did you watch Gilmore Girls?
No, but he's cute, though.
I guess this listener assumed that you liked Gilmore Girls, and I kind of believe them.
Honestly, I'm shocked I don't like Gilmore Girls.
It seems like a show that you would have watched.
It really does.
Because of the time of year that we are currently in, there are lots of those year-end roundups happening at the moment. And there is one that is a very important one to cover, Steve Miggs. And that is how we, as Americans, are consuming our adult content.
Oh, boy.
We have a year-end roundup that will tell us all about it. What do you think our fellow Washingtonians are into, Steve?
Into a type of adult content?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely Skid Row videos.
Yes. We're going to tell you all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Oh, Pornhub.
Oh, man.
Pornhub released its year in review.
What's the sound effect that it makes? Like, I know Netflix is dun, dun, dun. What is Pornhub's again?
Boing, boing, boing.
You know, now that you ask, I can't think of it.
I know it's an iconic sound, but I just can't think of it now.
Let me find it.
Yeah, you look it up.
Well, we
I get confused with Netflix. It's not good.
We will keep all of this clean, but we have some highlights from Pornhub's year in review.
Let's see.
First off, in the United States, the average time spent on the site is 10 minutes and 37 seconds.
A day?
Yes. Well, like, I think a session.
Oh.
Like, I was like, hey, are you ready?
Okay, it's not what I thought it was. Okay,
oh,
fair.
Okay, all right.
So our average in the United States, be proud, because we are a minute longer than the worldwide average of 9 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yeah, we are.
Where we spend more time with porn.
You can use that, too. Just I can last longer. It's part of the survey.
And like, we have to give...
you're from Russia? I'm at least a minute longer, Betty.
We got to give some big love to Alaska because they lasted the longest at 11 minutes and 4 seconds.
Well, I'm looking. They made a map. Pornhub made a map of like where, like each state and what they're into and what they like to watch. And that makes Alaska even more impressive because I can't even say what they're into the most, but let's just say, I mean, it'd be very difficult to sit down after a while.
Wow.
They are into some interesting stuff. What do you think Washington's into?
Sasquatch porn.
Sasquatch, that would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
No.
Can you say it?
Yes.
MILFs?
MILFs, close.
Oh.
It starts with the letter M, starts with the letter I, and starts with the letter L as well. But instead of F, it's the letter K. Milking.
Oh. What?
Well, you know, Taryn probably knows a thing or two about it being on a farm.
It's all the farm people.
Just don't get it.
Well, on this map, you want to know who has a very innocent search term?
Well, it's definitely not Washington, and it's absolutely not Alaska.
South Dakota's innocent search is hot babes.
Okay, that's kind of endearing.
Hot babes.
Just, we just like simple. Hot chicks here.
Yeah.
Hot
babes.
What do you think Oregon is?
Ooh.
I'll give you a hint.
Lumberjacks.
No, but it's something that Danny recently experienced.
Okay.
Furries.
Yes.
Wow.
Weird. I was going to say hairy people, so it kind of is on the same line. I don't know why with Oregon I think hairy people.
92% of people are watching on their phones.
Well, where else are you going to watch it?
On the laptop, of course.
Oh, that's
work
fair.
Computers.
Work computers. But no one's watching on their TV anymore, are they?
No.
I remember one time I was like watching something on my phone and I accidentally hit the beam button.
Yeah.
And I was like never more fearful of like, even though no one's in the house, I'm like, what if like the neighbor walks by and they just see that pop up on my television? That'd be very weird.
No, they'd probably be very happy.
But it'd also be weird because my blinds would have been open too. So like that would have just, none of that could have happened.
Now I want you guys to not get dirty about this or anything, but coworker videos are up 92%. This includes cheating coworker, which is up 71%. Yeah.
Wow. I do like in California, you know what the most popular thing they like to search?
What?
It's going to make you rethink who your friends are. Friend's mom.
Oh. Stacy's mom, to be fair, does have it going on.
Yeah, fair. Coworkers.
Yeah, coworkers, I guess. That's the big hot ticket. You might want to think twice before making fun of your coworker for being bald.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. We're going to tell you why during the Daily Migs download after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
As if I wasn't feeling a little left out earlier, now I'm the only one not wearing the new rock flannel from the rock shop. Look, Ryan Castle's here.
You know why? Because we all woke up in the same room this morning.
You did, yes.
And I rolled over and looked at Steve, and I said, we should all wear the same shirt.
You guys look like you're at a lumberjack convention.
we sleep together in the promotion closet, and we had nothing else to wear, so we grabbed these.
I'm a lumberjack.
Well, you yes, all look great.
Thank you.
The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Something else that Ryan Castle and I share in common is that we both have it nice and shiny on the top of our heads.
Right.
Now, I have information on you guys where you cannot make fun of us anymore because we can sue you.
Oh, all right.
Okay, maybe it happens in the UK and not here, but apparently a UK court ruled that calling somebody bald in a derogatory way can qualify as sexual harassment.
Take that.
Oh, boy.
I guess there was a case back in 2019 where an electrician by the name of Tony Finn, he accused his boss of harassment after he was being called a stupid, bald C-word.
Wow.
Hey, look, I just got back from the UK, and one of my favorite things about that place is their liberal use of the C-word.
Yes, apparently you call someone the C-word you just can't say that they're also stupid and bald.
Right.
Because then, and apparently he took it to court, and a bunch of the jurors were bald, so it all worked out in his favor.
Oh,
I think that
gosh.
Is hilarious.
Taco Bell is officially adding crispy chicken nuggets to their nationwide menu beginning this Thursday. It'll be for a limited run.
It's I'd try
an
it.
All white meat nugget marinated in jalapeno buttermilk. And served.
Is that a Dave's Killer Bread or what kind of bread are we talking about?
Wow.
They serve it with three new dipping sauces. You can have the Hidden Valley Fire Ranch.
I don't
ranch,
even want to know what's in the sauce.
The Bell sauce.
Yeah, give me whichever one's not white and creamy. I'll take
the jalapeno honey mustard. This is going to run through January, so get it while it's hot.
It's not the only place it's running. It's
super hot. Hey, as far as weather, it's not going to be hot. 54 degrees and cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
This is the mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.